together we'll recite narayanam namaskritya namam chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamudire nashta vrayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavate uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki krishnaya vasudevaya devaki nandanaya cha nanda gopa kumaraya govindaya namo namaha. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam canto 10th chapter 47th entitled The Song of the Bee, text 67. Please repeat behind me. Karma bir brahma mananam yatkapi ishvarechaya mangala charitairdane ratirna krishna ishvare karma bir brahma mananam yatra kapi ishvarichaya mangala charitairdane ratirna krishna ishvare. Karmabhi, by our fruitive actions, Brahma Mananam, who are made to wander, Yatra Kwapi, wherever, Ishwar of the Supreme Lord, Ichchaya, by the desire, Mangala, auspicious, Acharitai, because of works, Dana, because of charity, Haratihi, attachment, Na, or Krishna, for Krishna, Ishvare, the Lord. Translation. Wherever we are made to wander about this world by the Supreme Lord's will, in accordance with the reactions of our fruitive work, may our good works and charity always grant us love for Lord Krishna. There is no purpose, so I'll read text 68. Evam savajito gopai krishna bhaktya naradipa uddava punaragachan madhuram krishna palitam. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shukdev Goswami continued. O ruler of men, thus honored by the cowherd men with the expressions of devotion for Lord Krishna, Uddhava went back to the city of Mathura, which was under Krishna's protection. Purport: the Krishna Palitam indicates that even though Uddhava became quite attached to the land of Vrindavan, he returned to Mathura because Sri Krishna was personally displaying his transcendental pastimes there. Om Jnanad Mirandhasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सगणानरितनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु त्वत्पथे एषा गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्ता नमस्तु ते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च परितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नाम नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. ओके सो वी विल ऑल्सो कवर द वर्स 69th बिकॉज देर इज नो भरपट एंड दैट इज द लास्ट वर्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर. कृष्णाया प्रणिपत्याः भक्त्या उद्रेकं वजौखसाम् वासुदेवाय रामाय राज्ञ चोप्यान्यान्यदात्. आफ्टर फॉलिंग डाउन टू पे हिज होमेज उद्वा डिस्क्राइब टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा द इमेंस डिवोशन ऑफ द रेजिडेंट्स ऑफ व्रजा. उद्वा ऑल्सो डिस्क्राइब्ड इट टू वसुदेव लॉर्ड बलराम एंड किंग उग्रसेना एंड प्रेजेंटेड टू देम द गिफ्ट्स ऑफ ट्रिब्यूट ही हैड ब्रॉट with him. Again I'll read the verse, text 67, which is there written on the board. The translation: wherever we are made to wander about this material, about this world, by the Supreme Lord's will, in accordance with the reactions of our fruity work, may our good works and charity always grant us love for Lord Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I may say something beneficial and purify my own self. So this present verse, Karma Bhir Brahme Mana Nam Yatra Kvapi Ishvar Ichchaya Mangala Charitair Danair Pratir Nah Krishna Ishvare, and the verse previous to it, 66th, these two verses are prayers of Nand Maharaj. Uddhava is about to leave Vrindavan and Nand Maharaj has offered these two very beautiful prayers. So the mood of Nand Maharaj in this prayer has been explained by Srila Vishwanathacharya Thakur. So Nand Maharaj, he is saying that we, father and mother of Krishna, saying on behalf of both of them, we have been most hard-hearted towards our son Krishna. Although Krishna is a great ocean of beauty, good qualities and character, we have no love for him. If someone says, but you have actually demonstrated abundant love towards Krishna, to this Nand Maharaj replies, the abundant affection and care we previously showed has now been proved to be artificial, since we continue to live even in his absence. Nanda Maharaj continues, he says, King Dasharatha was the only real father in this world, because he immediately died upon hearing that his son has gone away. We, on the other hand, do not have even a trace of love for our son Krishna, because we are still living. This point comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says that love devoid of cheating propensities, kaitav rahitam prema premna nahi bhavati manushe loke. Lord says love devoid of cheating propensities do not exist in this material world. For if one had real love for Krishna, in separation the person could not live. So here Nanda Maharaj is saying that the fact that we are living show that we have no love for Krishna. King Dasharatha was the only real father who actually had love for his son. So therefore Nanda Maharaj here is considering himself to be most unfortunate. He is saying that we are the most unfortunate person in the three worlds and we are to be completely condemned. Nevertheless, we hope that in some future birth, we can develop love for Krishna. And then Krishna will not leave us like this. So they are making the prayer to this effect. I think Manaso Vrittyo Nasyur Krishna Padambhujashriya, the last. And this was saying, Karma Bhir Brahma Mana Naam, that we may go to some destination by our whatever, according to our karma. But what do we want? Mangala Charitair Danair Ratir Nah Krishna Ishvare. Whatever good works, Mangala Acharitair, whatever good works we may have performed, whatever charity we may have given, let that lead to our development of our love for Krishna. Ratir Nah Krishna Ishvare. So Nanda Maharaj is praying that maybe in the future, some future birth, we will develop love for Krishna and then Krishna will not go away. Then he will stay with us. So this is the mood of this prayer of Nanda Maharaj. So actually Nanda Maharaj here is expressing his longing for Krishna association, feeling deep separation. So Vishnujeevi Thakur has explained that how all pure devotees, those who are in this mood of Vrajabhav, in separation from Krishna, they actually hanker for his association. And when that longing becomes really intense, then they actually attain Krishna in that longing, in a way which is more tangible than even the physical association. So here Nanda Maharaj is saying, Ratir Nah Krishna Ishvare, may we develop love for Krishna. Actually, we all know that this is how he is actually feeling, that in separation, that we have no love for Krishna, that's why we are living, that's why Krishna has actually gone away. But we know that how actually Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they possess such great love for Krishna that they are worshipable by all the devotees. There are so many scriptural verses which glorify the super excellent, the most exalted position of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. Raghupati Upadhyay has written a beautiful prayer. Shutim apare smitim itare bharatamanya bhajantu bhavabhita aham ihanandam vande yasyalinde param brahma. So people worship Shutis, Smritis, others worship Mahabharat. But I worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna plays. So there are so many verses in this way which glorify the super excellent love of Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda. Yet it is described that in his excessive humility, Nanda Maharaj, he is offering this prayer. Manaso Vrittyo Hunasyu, the last 66, both are together, 66 and 67. Manaso Vrittyo Nasyu Krishna Padam Bhujashreya. May our mind, may the faculty of our mind, manaso vrittyo naha our, siu Krishna padam bhujashraya, may our mind take shelter of Krishna. May our senses be absorbed in thinking of Krishna. So here in this statement, again Srila Vishwanath Thakur says that these statements, they indicate predominance or extreme predominance of humility within Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. So in this deep mood of humility, Nanda Maharaj actually is expressing the feelings of servitude towards Krishna in the two verses. Although his natural position is to be a parent, but for some time, at this point of time, for a short while, these feelings of servitude are rising forth within the mind of Nanda Maharaj. And it's explained that these feelings of servitude are actually at different point of time it manifests in all the associates of Krishna, whether they are his juniors, they are his equals, or whether they are superiors. So even all the Radhanis of Vrindavan, they have actually demonstrated the feelings of servitude towards Krishna. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has highlighted this particular aspect. He says, Krishna premerai ek apurva sabhav, guru sam lagu ke karai dasya bhav. Lord Krishna's love for Lord Krishna has this unique effect. Krishna premyar ei ek apurva prabhav, the unique effect. What is that? It imbues superiors, equals and inferiors with the spirit of service to Lord Krishna. Guru sam lagu ke karai dasya bhav. So we are going to discuss this particular aspect, that how everybody in this entire creation, there is no exception of anyone who doesn't have this dasya bhav towards Krishna. So this particular principle is discussed in detail in chapter 6 of Adi Leela in discussing the glories of Advaita Acharya. So it's described that Advaita Acharya, he has the mood of being servant of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to maintain the proper etiquette, he considers Advaita Acharya to be spiritual master, because Advaita Acharya is actually disciple of Madhavendra Puri, on the same level of Ishwar Puri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respects him as a spiritual master, offers his obeisances to him. However, Advaita Acharya considers himself to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Gosai ke acharya kare prabhu gyan, apana ke kare na tar dasa abhiman. So Advaita Acharya, he considers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be his prabhu and himself to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya. So das abhiman, apana ke kare na tar das abhiman. So this is what we are discussing today, this conception of being servitude, being a servant of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in one purport to this verse, Chaitanya Gosai ke Acharya Kare Prabhu Gyan, Prabhupada actually gives many, many scriptural references, very beautiful, how elaborating the conception of servitude towards Krishna. So, first of all, Prabhupada quotes in his purport a verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Brahmanando bhavesheda, Chet prardha guni krita, naiti bhakti sukambode, parmanu tulam api. If multiplied billions of time, the transcendental pleasure derived from impersonal Brahman realization still could not compare to even an atomic portion of the ocean of bhakti or transcendental service. And then Prabhupada quotes another verse from Narayan Stotra. Na dharmam kamam artham va moksham va varadeshwara prarthaye tava padabje dasyam eva vikamaye. So he is saying, here the devotee is praying, na dharmam, Prabhupada says, I do not wish to become man of religion. Na dharmam, I don't want to be known as a very religious man. Saying, na kamam, I do not want to excel in the passionate activities of this world. We were distributing books in Rudrapur, and one of the companies had written that we are excelled by passion, right? We are excelling everybody because we have actual passion, right? Or we are driven by passion. The people glorify. I was thinking that actually the whole world actually is being driven by passion, right? Not just you. So here he is saying na kamam, that I do not want to excel in the passionate activities of this world. Na artham, I do not want a master's in business administration. Na artham. Moksham varadeshwara. I do not even want liberation. Varadeshwara. My Lord, although you can bestow any benediction, you are the supreme bestower of benedictions, right? Varadeshwara. Varadesh means to give benediction. Vara means that the topmost. Then what do you want? Prarthaye tav padabje. My desire is that dasyam tab dasyam eva vikamaye. So very beautiful. Prarthaye tav padabje dasyam eva vikamaye. I simply want that I may always be engaged as a servant of your lotus feet. And then Prabhupada quotes another prayer of Lord Hanuman. So Hanumanji says, Bhavabandha chide tasya sriyamina muktaye bhavan parvur ahamdasa iti yatra vilupyate. Hanumanji says, I do not wish to be freed from the bondage of this material existence. It's actually quite striking. Hanumanji says, I don't want to be freed. We discussed that how this transcendental knowledge is the sword. One will be able to cut off all the bondage and become free. But Hanumanji is saying, I do not want to be freed from the bondage of this material existence and become liberated if I have to go to a state or in a position where Bhavan Prabhur Aham Dasa, where there is no conception of you are my Lord and I am your servant. Iti yatra vilupyate, where it just vanquishes, where this conception of Krishna is our master and we are his servant, that conception vanquishes. Hanumanji says, I better be here in this material world, right? Where I have this conception. Right? I don't want to go to a position where there is no conception that you are my Lord and I am your servant. So Hanumanji actually, he do not mind staying in this material world and tormenting all the difficulties, the pangs of this material existence, as long as he says that I have this conception of servitude towards you, my Lord Ram. Similarly, Prabhupada then quotes King Kulushekhar. This is all quotation in one purport. It's a huge purport actually, where Prabhupada is highlighting that what is this conception of servitude of Advaita Acharya. So Prabhupada then quotes King Kulshekhar in the purport. Naham vande tava charanyor dvandam advanda heto kumbhi pakam gurum api hare narakam napinetum ramya rama mridutanum lata nandane nabirantum bhave bhave hride bhavane bhave yam bhavantam. My Lord, I do not worship you to be liberated from this material entanglement, nor do I wish to save myself from the hellish condition of material existence. Again, the same prayer that Hanumanji also says, I don't want to save myself or to get free from this hellish material existence. Nor do I ever pray to enjoy with beautiful women in the heavenly kingdom. I wish only that I may always be in full ecstasy with the pleasure of serving your lordship. So in this way, many other verses are also quoted to describe that what is this conception of servitude which is cherished by all the devotees of the Lord. So then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that being fixed in this conception of servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, he forgets himself. Seya bhimana sukhe apana pasare Krishna dasa hau jive upadesha kare. So Advaita Acharya, he forgets himself in this being a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he tells everybody, Krishna dasa hau, everyone should become a servant of Krishna. So he preaches Advaita Acharya in great joy, in great happiness. So one may question that what kind of joy is this, the conception of servant of Krishna, that Advaita Acharya, he forgets himself as being actually the lord of the spiritual world. Vyasacharya himself is Mahavishnu. But he forgets all his conception of godhood and he becomes ecstatic in the conception of being servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he tells everyone, Krishna Dasa Ho. So what is that joy that Advaitacharya experiences is described by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. Krishna Dasa Bhimane Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukha Nahe Tarveka Bindu. The conception of servitude, Krishna Das Abhiman, Ye Ananda Sindhu, generates such an ocean of joy in the soul that Koti Brahma Sukha Nahe Tar Eka Bindu, that even the joy of oneness with the Absolute, if multiplied by 10 million, could not compare to a drop of it. So, this verse actually highlights the superiority or the super excellence of the joy which one experiences as being a servant of Krishna. Right? So just to explain this, the magnitude, what this verse is talking about, I will take help from teaching of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu teaches in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu class. Right? So I just learned from him that how in this world, the highest pleasure that any human being can enjoy is called Manushya Anand, human bliss. And that is to be considered one measure. And then 100 times of this Manushya Anand is actually Deva Gandharva Anand. Those are Gandharvas. Their standard of happiness is 100 times compared to the best standard of happiness, material pleasures available in this world. And then higher than that is actually Pitra, the Pitra Loka, those who reside, their joy, then other demigods, then higher, 100 times, reaches 100 times, then of Indra, then of Braspati, then of the Prajapatis, higher than that. Each is 100 times the Anand. This is going to Pitri Loka Anand, Deva Anand, Indra Anand, Brahaspati Anand, and Prajapati Anand. Each Anand is, Taittiriya Upanishad describes that each Anand is actually 100 times superior. Right? So the highest pleasure experienced by Lord Brahma and other progenitors is billions and billions of times greater than what is experienced by human beings here. And 100 times of that highest pleasure available in this material world is actually Brahmanand. So this Brahmanand is actually very high Anand actually. It is like quadrillion times multiplied by any, the best happiness available here. So if we feel happy by eating some gulab jamun or rasgulla, or we are happy to that we got a nice rest, you multiply that by 100 to understand the happiness of Gandharvas. Multiply that by 100 to understand that much happiness the demigods get. Multiply that by 100 that much Indra gets. Multiply that by 100 that Brahaspati gets. Multiply that by 100, the Prajapati gets. In this way, we multiply 100, 8 to 10 times, and then you reach Brahmananda, that Brahman pleasure. Right? So, this Brahman pleasure is actually very high pleasure, actually, described in the Taittiriya Upanishad. But this verse says, Krishna Dasa Bhimane Ye Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukha Nahe Tareka Bindu. This happiness of being a servant of Krishna, this happiness, the Brahmanand, if multiplied by another 10 million, doesn't compare to a drop of the ocean of happiness. Right? So, in Prabhupada once, he coined the term Kichanananda, right? And he said, even that is superior to the cooking for Krishna, the pleasure, even that is superior to Brahmanand. Right? So here the conception of servitude towards Krishna is actually glorified. So actually we have to understand that how far we are, right, from experiencing the pleasure, this pleasure which the Advaitacharya and the other great Vaishnava experience. And there is no exaggeration in this statement actually. the words of the scriptures. These are the fact that how greater, first of all, Brahmananda is highlighted to show that what is the then Krishna Sevananda or Krishna Premananda, what is that happiness? So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami further describes that all the associates of the Lord, they remain blissful in this conception of being Krishna's servant. He says, Dasya bhavaya nandita parishadagan vidhi bhava naradara shuka sanatan. All the associates, Vidhi, the Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada, Shukdev Goswami, right? The four Kumaras, they all are overjoyed in the conception of being servant of Krishna. And among the associates of the Lord, Nityanand Prabhu is the foremost. And he is almost mad in the ecstasy of being a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Right? And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, the verse which we are actually discussing, Krishna Premare Yek Apurva Prabhav Guru Sama Lagu Keka Rai Dasya Bhav, that this is a unique characteristic of love for Krishna, that it even imbues even superiors, equals, juniors, everyone with the Dasya Bhav, Dasya Abhiman. And Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport. He says, the worship of Radha and Krishna is purely on the platform of transcendental love. Even persons who play as superiors of Krishna also take the chance to offer transcendental loving service to the Lord. The service attitude of the devotees who play the parts of superior of the Lord is very difficult to understand. But it can be very plainly understood in connection with service to Lord Krishna. So this aspect that how the superiors, they also render service to Krishna, cannot be understood from any Vaikuntha examples. Only in relation to Krishna can one understand this concept, Prabhupada is saying. And a vivid example of this is the service of Mother Yashoda and Nand Maharaj to Krishna, which is very distinct. In the feature of Narayan, Prabhupada continues, the Lord can accept services only from His associates who play part in which they are either equal or less. But in the feature of Lord Krishna, He accepts service very plainly from His fathers, teachers and other elders who are His superior, as well as from His equals and His subordinates. This is very wonderful. So then he starts elaborating that how one by one, how Krishna superior, His equals, and they all have this attitude of servitude towards Krishna. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that among the elders of Krishna, Nand Maharaj is the most respected. His transcendental love has no knowledge that his son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, ecstatic love makes him feel that he is the servant of Lord Krishna. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he quotes these two prayers of Nand Maharaj in this context. Manaso vrittayo nasyu Krishna badambujashreya Vacho vidaya nirnam nam kayastat pravanadishu karmabir brahmemana nam yatkapi ishvarichaya mangala charitardana ratirna krishna ishvare. So Nand Maharaj is actually desiring this ratirna krishna ishvare, loving service towards Krishna. Said then, not just Nand Maharaj, even the friends of Krishna, right? Guru Sama, those who are friends of Krishna, they actually climb upon his on Krishna's shoulders, and they say that, oh, who are you? We are just equals, right? You are no bigger than us. Sakha shuddha sakhya kare skhande arohan tumi kona bada jana tumi ami sam. That tumi kona bada jana, you are not bigger than us. We are equals. So they climb on Krishna's shoulders and then they behave like this towards Krishna. However, they also have the spirit of servitude towards Krishna, which is highlighted in another verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is mentioned, पाद संवाहनम चक्रु केचित तस्या महात्मना अपरे हत पापमानो विजनय समवीजयन। सम ऑफ द फ्रेंड्स ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा दे मसाज हिज फीट पाद संवाहनम चक्रु एंड अदर्स हु सिनफुल रिएक्शंस हैड बीन डिस्ट्रॉयड दे फैंड हिम विद हैंड हेल्ड फैंस विजनय समवीजयन। इवन भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर डिस्क्राइब विशाला का शिखी पूछा चामरा ढुलाया and how the friends known as Vishalakha, he takes a peacock feather fan and he fans Krishna. So in this way, although these friends, they are absorbed in being pure, they have pure fraternal affection for Krishna, but still they also exhibit this mood of servitude towards Krishna. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says that amongst all the devotees of Krishna, the gopis are the highest. Yet there, they also have the mood of servitude towards Krishna. Krishnera prayasi vraje yat gopi gan yar pad dhuli kare uddhava prarthan. So, the Krishna's most beloved devotees in Vraja gopis, whose dust feet is desired by Uddhava. And there is no one greater than the gopis, but still they all have Dasi Abhiman, he described. And then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami quotes a verse from the Gopi Geet where the gopis express that Vraja Janartihan Veera Yoshitam Nij Jana Smaya Dhomsana Smita Bhajasake Bhavat King Karismano. They are saying that we are just your maid servants. They consider themselves to be maid servants of Krishna. And then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, what to speak of the gopis, the best among them, Srimati Radhika, who is in every respect superior to everyone else, right? She also considers herself to be a maid servant of Krishna. She also wants to serve. She also has this conception of servitude towards Krishna. So, now someone can say actually, they are all simple Brajvasis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Gopis, Gopas. They naturally they have this attitude of service toward Krishna. So then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says in response, no, even the sophisticated city ladies, they also have the same conception of servitude towards Krishna. And then he quotes what Kalindi says from Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalindi, in her discussion with Draupadi, she says, tapascharanti magyaya, sopada sparshanashaya, sakopetyagrinitmanim, saham tadgraham arjani. So Kalindi says, knowing me to be performing austerities with a desire to touch his feet, he came with his friend Arjuna and accepted my hand. Yet I am but a maid servant engaged in sweeping the floor of the house of Shri Krishna. So Kalindi says, saham tadgraham arjani. So, Kalindi doesn't introduce that I am Krishna's favorite queen, Krishna loves me so much, he spends so much time with me, etc. She just simply says, Saham tad graham arjani. I am simply a sweepress in the house of Krishna. If someone asks us, what do you do in the temple? We don't usually say that I actually clean temple and I wash the dishes in which the Lord honors prasad. So we say, I am actually a manager, I am managing this, and I am a preacher, I give many youth seminars, I give corporate seminars, right? So, but here, Kalindi, no one introduces that I am simply a servant, I just clean some temple hall and here, there. But here Kalindi, she is introducing herself, Saham Tad Graham Arjani. I am simply a maid servant sweeping the floor in the house of Krishna. And she is not saying this in a kind of pitiable way that look at my situation. She is actually very happy in that. It's a verse spoken in great ecstasy. Right? And she considers it to be a very privileged position. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that what to speak of others, Lord Balram. Lord Balram has the same conception of being a servant of Krishna, right? Lord Balaramji also, he displays this particular mood. And then it is described that how Balaramji actually is the source of this mood of servant of Krishna. He describes that Balaramji's extension is Sankarshan. And Bhakta Bali Abhiman Kare Sarvashan. So Sankarshan has this Abhiman of Bhakta Sarvashan. And Sankarshan's expansion is Karana Abdi Shai. He is always Bhakta Bhav Anuyai. Right? He has this Bhakta Bhav always within him. And another of expansion of Lord Balaram is Shesha. And the Shesha he served in Krishna in so many ways. This is described. His service is very vishesh. Now if someone says, kya servant laga rakha hai? Apun kisi ka servant nahi hai. I am no one servant. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, keha mane, keha na mane, sab tar das, ye na mane tar hai, sahi paape nash. Yes, someone may accept, someone may not, but actually everyone is a servant of Krishna. Keha mane, keha na mane, sab tar das. However, those who do not accept, by their own sinful reaction, they will be destroyed. So, directly or indirectly, everyone is a servant of Krishna. This is the point being highlighted. There is no exception in the material or spiritual world. Even the expansion of all, Balaramji, Mahavishnu, Karanabdakshai, Shirodakshai, Garbhodakshai, they all have this conception of being a servant of Krishna. There is no exception. Right? Keha mane, someone may accept, someone may not. Everyone is a servant of Krishna. Right? He said those who, so it's better to be a directly serving Krishna than to be an indirect servant of Krishna. Right? Because in this world, if one is not directly serving Krishna, he is serving indirectly. Some society, friendship, nation, family members. Right? They serve. He said, even if nobody, one serves one's own mind and senses, Rupa Goswami describes. Everyone is a servant of one's own mind and senses. The source of which is also Krishna. So that is also indirect service to Krishna. Which is actually a sinful. Right? Which actually destroys the person. So, then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that how in regards to all the expansions of the Lord, of expansion of Lord Balaramji, he says, ehi sabha ke shastra kahe bhakta avatar pad upari sabar. Said all these expansions of Krishna, they are to be called bhakta avatar, the incarnation as devotees. But then he says, bhakta avatar pad upari sabar. The conception of being a devotee of Krishna or a servant of Krishna, he's saying this is a very high position, this is not a low position. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in different incarnations, but His appearance in the role of a devotee, Bhakta Avatar, is more beneficial to the conditioned souls than any other incarnation who appears with all the opulences. So, that how the Lord's incarnation, Bhakta Avatar, is more beneficial to the conditioned soul is also described by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. He says, what benefit did the world attain when Lord Ram, Lord Narasimha and many other incarnations of God had killed so many Rakshasas and Daitya demons? How important it is that Lord Kapila and other incarnations revealed the path of Sankhya and Yoga. How glorious is it that Lord Brahma and other Guna Avataras create, maintain and destroy the material universe? How auspicious it is that Lord Varaha lifted the earth from Garbhodaksha ocean. We do not consider any of these activities to be very important. The most important thing is that Lord Chaitanya has revealed the great splendor of pure love of Krishna. Let us therefore glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So basically all the forms of the Lord are glorious. But this particular point is highlighted. That those who appear with this sentiment of a devotee, that they are more beneficial for the conditioned souls. So the position of being a devotee, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, just like Bhakta Pad, Bhakta Avatar Pad Upari Sabar. So he says, the position of being a devotee is higher than that of equality with Krishna. So if someone says that I want to become God, I want to become Krishna, we should say that you are not sufficiently ambitious. You should become even greater than Krishna. You should become his devotee. Because Krishnera Samata Haite Bada Bhakta Pad. Krishnera Samata, being the position of being equal to Krishna is not as high as being a devotee of Krishna. Krishnera Samata Haite Bada Bhakta Pad. Atma Haite Krishnera Bhakta Hai Premaspad. The position of being a devotee is higher than that of equality with Lord Krishna. For the devotees are dearer to Krishna than his own self. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, there are many scriptural evidences in this context. So Lord Krishna himself says, Na tatha me priyatama atmayonir na shankara na cha sankarshano na shrir naivatmana cha yatha bhavan. My dear Uddhava, neither Brahma nor Shankar nor Sankarshan nor Lakshmi nor even my own self is as dear to me as you. So Lord is saying, Uddhava, that you are more dear to me than Brahma, Shiva, Sankarshan, even Goddess Shri. One may ask, actually, Lord Brahma, Shiva, Sankarshan, Lakshmi, are they not devotees? So why the Lord is saying that my devotee is more dear to me? This kind of verses come often in Srimad Bhagavatam, at least at number of places, that my devotee is more dear to me than Lord Brahma, than Lord Shiva, than Lakshmi. So, but they are also devotees. So what is the understanding of this verse? Actually, they all have some managerial posts also. So Krishna wants to say that my devotee is more dear to me than all the managers of this world, the Lokapalas who have some managerial position. I don't care for great managers. I only have my pure affection for my devotees who simply want to serve me as a servant of Krishna. That's what Krishna says in this verse. So therefore the position of servant is very high. Krishna rasa mata haite bada bhakta pad. Then it is described that how because only in being a servant of Krishna can one actually taste the sweetness of Lord Krishna. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes, the sweetness of Lord Krishna is not to be tasted by those who consider themselves equal to Krishna. It is to be tasted only through the sentiment of servitude. And he says that this is the conclusion of all the revealed scriptures. Shastrera siddhantaye vigyera anubhav mudo loka nahi jane bhavera bhavav. He said this point, that how the position of being a servant of Krishna is actually very high. Krishna considers his servant to be higher than himself. Now one who simply wants to serve Krishna, the Lord considers him to be even greater than himself. Right? So you think this is Shastrera Siddhant. This is the conclusion of scriptures. And Vigera Anubhav. This is also the realization of the experienced devotees. However, Mood lok nahi jane bhavera vaibhav. Fools and rascals cannot understand the opulences of devotional emotions. So there is a very beautiful term, bhavera vaibhav, the opulences of devotional emotions. So these emotions have the opulences of the spiritual world. And then finally Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, what to talk of anybody else? Lord Krishna himself wants to become his own servant. Right? It is such a high position that he himself becomes thirsty to taste his own sweetness. Therefore, he comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of his own servant. Bhakta bhava angikari haila avatin Shri Krishna Chaitanya rupe sarva bhave pun. She said, the Lord accepted this mood and sentiment of a devotee as a servant, and then he appeared, and then Sarva Bhave Poon, and he then became complete. Right? Although Krishna is complete, but still he felt there is something is lacking. then by adopting the mood of a servant, the Lord felt himself complete. So if we at all feel any incompleteness, actually this is the clue given over here. Unless we actually are situated firmly in the concept of being servant, we cannot feel ourselves complete. We will always be feeling there is lacking, something is lacking. So Krishna became fully complete or more complete when he adopted the mood of servitude towards his own self. So in this way, Advaita Acharya, he considers himself to be servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he forgets himself, and he tastes unlimited happiness in that conception of being servant of Krishna. And Prabhupada says in the beginning of this chapter, in the chapter summary of the chapter 6 of Adi Lila, Prabhupada says very beautifully, he says, when Advaita Acharya is addressed as a servitor of Lord Chaitanya, his glories are magnified. Because unless one is invigorated by this mentality of servitorship, one cannot understand the mellows derived from devotional service to Supreme Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, thank you very much. Grantra Shrimad Bhagatam Ki Jai. Dai Gaur Premanande. So forgive me if I said something too high, surely beyond my realization, but by your blessings and follow the footsteps of the great souls. Hare Krishna.